As a long-time practitioner, I'm often touched by the beauty of the Buddha's words and teachings. And at times when I'm becoming more concentrated, this can feel liberating. And yet I can also sense a deep emotional loss happens at times too. Is this just me or typical as part of the practice? Have you ever experienced this? Certainly the that sense of the when one reflects and sometimes sees some of the beauty of the profundity of the Buddha's teachings, there's a real opening and a sense of real freedom, liberation. But it's true that sometimes when there is the experience of an emotional loss, because what is required to to go further, to go deeper, or to even continue to experience that feeling of liberation, or what is pointing to, is that one has to relinquish the sense of self. That sense of I is challenged, sometimes there's that initial sort of burst of inspiration, and all of a sudden, I have to give up. It's sort of like, oh crap. But it's that feeling, of course, is from the sense of self. It's with the I have to do it. I have to give up. I'm going to lose something. I'm going to not get what I want. And of course, it's that I that is the problem in the first place. Sort of getting that the perspective and recognition of there is and the Buddha talks of it as well, of course I can't think of it right now, but that's where he talks of that sense of sometimes when people hear the teachings they're inspired and they're uplifted, and other times they're challenged. Because it requires a sense of relinquishment, and relinquishment goes against the grain. But of course, when you reflect on it again, what are we relinquishing other than more suffering? So it makes total sense to do it. So it's like the when insight and clarity is there, and then there's a real liberation. When the sense of I and me and mine comes in, then there's a feeling of loss that we experience. It's just observing and watching and understanding how that works.